The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Do you know what else is not great fun? Andre de Reiter's current situation.
No, it's not.
So we are going to chat to Christelle now to find out exactly what are the main points we need to take from what has been said around Mr. de Reiter.
No, absolutely. And yeah, to perhaps just go back a bit, because the speed at which developments happen in South Africa, and they happen overnight, can be a bit daunting. So late last night, we got the confirmation from Eskom that Andre de Reiter would be leaving Eskom with immediate effect. He would not be serving out his notice till the end of March. It was meant to be.
Yeah, he has another month and a half at work.
Well, it's like
did until ago. Yesterday.
Ja, en wat hiertoe gelei het is 'n televisieonderhoud wat hy gedoen het met die ANC se Annika Larsen. Dis 'n lang onderhoud. Ek het gisterand letterlik 12 uur gelê en hierdie ding gekyk. Dis omtrent 'n uur lank met baie ernstige beweringe wat gemaak word in daai onderhoud.
So hierdie onderhoud was eintlik nie, it wasn't a sanctioned interview that was okayed by his employer.
No, his employer, which is Eskom, yes, and the main shareholder in Eskom's government, is very much not happy. So the entire day we've had reaction to this from the ANC, from Minister Gordhan, from everybody. Some of those, if I had to sum up the allegations, and I've got a short clip on one of the more serious ones, and it was a long interview. The main point that the corruption at Eskom is endemic, is to the benefit of the ANC, benefits Luthuli House and reaches up to ministerial level. He said that there's a very strong push against renewable energy that doesn't make sense.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, his own future plans is also in renewable energy, and he's saying that that's where the solution for power in South Africa lies. And I think some of the most disconcerting allegations is around the SSA, the South African spy agency, essentially, that they only moved late last year for the first time to vet him, and he felt that this was actually an attempt to try and seek information from him. He says that he had a spy observing him at COP27. And then, of course, we had all the allegations around the poisoning, around the bugging device.
Yes.
I think the one that's got most people riled up is the allegation around corruption. I've got a short clip of that from that interview with ENCA.
I expressed my concern to a senior government minister about attempts, in my view, to water down governance around the $8.5 billion that, by and large, through Eskom's intervention, we got at COP26. And the response was essentially, you have to be pragmatic. You have to, in order to pursue the greater good, you have to enable some people to eat a little bit.
So your face is kind of the response that everyone has had. The minister that you referred to was not named. And at the end, Annika did ask him what is his plans now. And he said he would be out of the country for a while. He thinks that would be good for his health. So hy het gepraat oor die proses van wat gebeur het toe hy vergiftig is in sy koffie. The big takeout that he gave us from that is don't have a personalized mug.
Yes, don't have a mug with your name on it at work. It says Roz's favorite mom, world's greatest mom cup, because then they know it's yours.
Yeah. And this wat goed ingegooi kan word.
Please don't poison me.
And so he said he's gonna be out of the country for a bit. He's going to try and reconnect with his family because he's been an absent father for 3 years. And then going down the line, he did say that he has options in the renewable energy space and that he wants to work towards cleaner energy and a cleaner world.
It's amazing to see how angry government is about this.
Yeah. So government, the ANC, it's been a storm today.
Fikile Mbalula told them to, declare his political affiliation. Pravin Gordhan lashed out yesterday. Gwede Mantashe called him a traitor on national TV. Once you've done that, you don't have the right to tell the person to shut up afterwards. You called them a traitor. Of course he's going to say things.
En ook die feit dat die onthullings wat hy gemaak het, it's talking about things that can be fixed if the corruption is exposed. So he hasn't actually, obviously he was still working for the place technically, but he hasn't actually done anything wrong.
Well, so I'm actually, and so some of what Minister Gordon has said is that we know post-state capture corruption is a reality.
Yes.
But the thing is, this interview went into such detail around cartels, around hit squads in Mpumalanga, and the fact that he says that they would, they would uncover corruption, they would uncover criminality, and nothing would be done. They would report it to the police, and the suspects released on 500 rand bail.
Do you know what the thing is? All of that sounds so utterly plausible in the Republic of South Africa. That's why people believe it.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.